fuel trucks not covered by airport liability insurance.
Or covered by regular road insurance? Or what about if it's already got the insurance, it's a licensed truck to run up and down the road? That's not your intent either, correct?
That's not the concern, it's the one that's crossing over between public roads and airport property.
So are you saying whether it's tagged for roadway use or not, doesn't matter?
Well, I mean, whether it's tagged or not doesn't necessarily keep them from going over the road. It just means they can't do it legally. What I'm saying is when we're talking about the auto liability coverage or how the insurance companies determine what is mobile equipment and what is auto, it literally is about an 8-paragraph description of what is and what is not. So we don't want the operator to find themselves in a situation where they haven't perhaps vetted this with their airport liability insurer, if that's what we're going to defer it to, for the coverage of that auto. It could be with a tagged vehicle, it could be with a vehicle that goes between airports or goes between sites.
We don't want them to be that surprised if there were a claim that somebody's under the impression that they have coverage under a different line of insurance, then when a claim actually arises, their insurance company makes the claim. We want that to be pre-vetted with the insurance company.
One other question I have, which is, when we do Wings and Wheels, for instance, we have two or three operators come in here who, under Part 91 and the LOA, are offering rides for hire. And the fellow with the PT-19 out of Richmond, Norfolk came up last time, and others. How would they fall into this grid? Would you put them under here on air charter, air taxi?
They would fall under the special event requirements that we put on them, the $1 million, that's all part of the approval.
Anyway.
Sorry?
That's what everybody already carries.
Right. But that's covered. It's not really covered in the minimum standards. It's kind of it's a special event. And
but that would be what you'd be requiring of, as in the past, and $1 million?
Hopefully it's going to match what's here. It sounds like
that's
you're
what
saying
everybody carries.
And that's what it is. But yeah, it's $1 million. So.
But we do a separate. That's all the questions I had.
Okay. Let me just make sure I got the wording on this note, because the note only applies to that last column. So maybe I'll take a look to make sure I put that in the right place. But so if I said coverage for applies to fuel trucks not covered by airport liability. Insurance. Okay.
Well, like I said before, otherwise, what I saw here is pretty much standard what I saw with lots and lots of other airports, including Yellowstone. But I tell you one thing, if you want to see a set of minimum standards you do not want to duplicate, Stafford County. You wonder why they can't build that airport, you'll understand why. Has anybody ever seen any of their stuff? Jim, have you ever looked at any of their stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know why there's not much activity over there then? I was quite shocked at this. This is economic development when you want to make sure you don't have any. This is the kind of standards you set to make
draw
sure your airport doesn't get in business.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just leave this with you to look at if you'd like.
Thank you.
You see all the things not to do.
Thank
I was
you.
Amazed at
well,
to
if,
thank you.
If you're done with insurance, then we've gone through the entire document. So it's.
Garrett, did you feel comfortable? Or do you need time?
No, I definitely understand now what the intent is, but I still want to reserve the ability to talk to my insurance representative because we didn't view that category the way I now understand it. So I think it's fine.
The schedule that we had proposed was to kind of wrap things up like we are this month, and then